A little bit of Guided by Voices right there. They're one of the bands featured in Rebels and Underdogs, the story of Ohio rock and roll. It's a new book by Garen Pernia. It's out on Red Lightning Books out of Bloomington. And I got to chat with Garen about the inspiration for this book and so much more. It's organized in chapters by city, and of course Dayton has its very own chapter. And the book centers around sort of this one question, which is, what is it about Ohio that breeds these bands? So we start off talking a little bit about that. Here's my conversation with Garen Pernia, author of Rebels and Underdogs, the story of Ohio rock and roll. I wanted to start off kind of turning your own question on you, which is, what is it about Ohio with all this great rock and roll?
You know, I don't know what it is. I think that there's just so much creativity, and I think a lot of it has to do that it's affordable. So there's like a large concentration of creatives here. And also, I just think, you know, Ohio is like a weird state, which sort of fosters that sort of like originality. And just even like looking through different, all the different cities, like each scene is completely different with different bands and like different sounds and like what else, you know, sounds like Guided by Voices, what else sounds like Devo, you know. So I don't know if there's something in the water here, but it just blows my mind how much talent has come out of Ohio. And even since publishing the book, I'm like, wait, Liz Phair went to Oberlin College? What? Like, Lou Barlow was born in Dayton? Like, it's just endless. So
take me back. I know you're from Dayton. Mm-hmm. You went out to LA, music writer, spent some time in Chicago as well. What was sort of the nugget or the kernel for wanting to write this book and really dive into this topic of our state's music?
I don't know. I mean, just growing up in Dayton, I was aware of like the Breeders, and they were like on MTV, and it always sort of struck me how many bands that come out of Dayton. And then, you know, I was living in LA and I started to get more into music there. And then I moved back to Dayton briefly and I was really bored and I was looking for something else to do with my life. And at that time, I think there was a lot of really great music coming, indie rock, like with the Canadian bands and New York bands and Swedish bands. And like that just really inspired me to start writing about it. And then that sort of continued when I moved to Chicago. Obviously, it's a huge music market. And I was just exposed to so many festivals and shows. And I sort of look at this book as like a 20-year journey because I moved to LA around 20 years ago this time. So I feel like I've had this sort of really weird zigzaggy trajectory. Like I had to go here and there and come back sort of home. And then moving to the Covington, Cincinnati area was like I was writing about music. But, you know, I met Kelly Deal and like Robert Pollard and like they all live there and they're just accessible. And even the band The Nationals spend a lot of time in Cincinnati. And so I just was just sort of thinking like I wanted to write about my home state, like a love letter to all the great music that's come out of here. And like I want people to know about it because like I don't think even people really know, like, for instance, Walk the Moon is from Cincinnati, or they might not even know like Devo is from Akron, or like, and there's so many like cult bands that didn't really last long or didn't get signed. And I want people to know that they're important too, like the big acts are important but also the smaller acts.
It's interesting that you mentioned sort of your trajectory of being here and then leaving and coming back, because I think that is the experience of a lot of musicians, especially like the Deal sisters, especially. You know, we've seen they've gone out and come back and continue to have Dayton as their hometown and their home base. What has it been like for you returning to, you know, this music community, having gone out and experienced those bigger cities like Chicago and LA?
Yeah, like I was saying, like accessibility, like for instance, I was at a show once and like an Animal Collective show at a small venue in Chicago, and Jeff Tweedy was there, but it was like from Wilco, like what, you weren't allowed to really go up and like talk to him because he was kind of like standoffish or a little bit in the back of the room. But like I noticed just living here, it's just like you can just talk to these musicians. They like live in your backyard. Like even Nick and Drew Lachey, like they open a bar, which is now closed, and OTR, and I went to, like, their media event and was trying to get Nick Lachey to do shots with me. But like, stuff like that I don't feel like would happen in, like, bigger cities. It's just a very different vibe here. It's more laid back, and I think people around here are happy to talk to you.
Well, I think that speaks to something that John Schmerzel said in talking about the comparisons between mm-hmm. Dayton and New York. A quote in the book that really stuck out to me is, he says, "I didn't feel like calling New York a scene in the same way that being in Dayton was, because Dayton was smaller. Therefore, there was so much of a real scene." And I'm so interested in that sentiment, especially from your experience, because I think sometimes when you're here, it's so easy to be like, well, we're in the Midwest mm-hmm. and like New York or Chicago, like that's a music scene. But having experienced our musical community for a long time and reading what John said too, it really struck me that in some ways, because of our size and the cohesion you spoke to, there is more of a tight music scene here where everybody kind of knows everybody. And I'm curious about your experience of that.
Yeah, I think there is a more of a community and a collaboration, and I noticed, like, people here aren't as competitive as they are, like, on the coast, and, you know, there's just so many bands, like, say, in LA and New York, and they're all competing against one another, and here it's like, you know, we're all friends, let's just be friends, and I think that kind of also, like, makes a better community.
There's also certainly, I think, in both the music community and in the music, this lack of pretension, you mm-hmm. know, in Dayton especially, but I see it in other Ohio cities, and Micah Montgomery kind of pointed that out when talking about the Breeders. He was citing in your interview with him this, like, really, there's this, like, casualness mm-hmm. to them, and having seen them at the Yellow Cab for their album release party for All Nerve, and then watching their Pitchfork Live when they started their tour for that album, it just struck me that casualness from their hometown was right there. Do you think that is a product of being in the Midwest? Like, is there something about being in this part of the country that gives us that casualness? Or
yeah, I do think it's, I don't know if it's necessarily like a Midwest thing, but definitely like an Ohio thing. I think in the book I talk about, like, the Ohio nice, and like everyone I interviewed for this book was super nice, and they, like, gave me, like, a lot of time, and, like, even people now who live in New York or LA. I do think that there is that quality that you can't find anywhere else. Even in, like, Chicago, I lived there for 7 years, and people are a little standoffish with you there. So it's not even necessarily a Midwest thing. But yeah, and like, I haven't met Kim, but I met Kelly, and she was just one of the most down-to-earth, cool people. Like, you talk to her, and like, you wouldn't know that she was like this huge rock star, and her and Kim. And like, I think I talk in the book about when to see the band Low, and she, her band R Ring had opened. She's just sitting there knitting. I'm like, that's so rock and roll. Like, you don't see that like anywhere else. And I think that's just totally unique to Ohio, and maybe specifically Dayton too.
What was something that was surprising to you as you started putting the book together, either about Dayton or any of the other cities, really?
I think I was just really surprised how each city had its own individuality. Maybe I wasn't expecting that. Like for instance, Columbus's music scene is fairly new. It's not a Rust Belt city. It's very diverse, maybe more diverse than some of the other scenes in terms of, like, having people of color or more women. And you know, an Akron scene was just sort of, like, really short-lived until the Black Keys came along. It was also interesting to me to see where some of these musicians ended up, like, if their bands didn't last, what were their second career was and things like that. But, you know, when I started writing, I didn't know where it was going to go or, like, what it was going to be. So it's sort of like almost like a documentary. But, like, I'm just really glad that everyone gave me, like, the perspective of what it is to be from Ohio. And they all kind of said a similar thing. So, yeah, I don't know. It just was an interesting journey, I think.
Was it always your intent from the start to go city by city? Or was that something that, like, manifested in the writing and interviewing process?
Yeah, when I was trying to, like, put it together, like, well, maybe I'll organize it by genre, but that just seemed more, like, easier to do it by city, and then I could talk about, you know, what came out of each city, the socioeconomics, and how those scenes shaped each individual city. So it just kind of just seemed a lot easier to organize it like that.
Is there something that unites the spirit or the sound of all of the different cities you explored? I mean, we talked about some of the differences, but is there something that you think unites kind of all of Ohio's music, or do you think that the cities are that different, that there's kind of not one X factor?
I still think it's like the DIY ethos, the do-it-yourself. I mean, everyone has to like pick up their, you know, their bootstraps and go for it. And it's interesting to see how some bands have been more successful than others and how there isn't like a certain formula. But there definitely is that like indie spirit in all the bands, even like someone like the Breeders, you know, they're still just kind of doing their thing. And I think there's this sort of attitude like, we're just going to do it our way, whether you like it or not, which is where like the rebel part of the book comes from. And the whole idea of an underdog, you see that throughout the state as well, even if some of these bands have become really big, like the Black Keys, whatever, but they started out like the underdogs. So I just think that all that really kind of like brings the state together. And I think that's what makes it sort of different than anywhere else, really.
You talk in the Dayton section a little bit about kind of how many of the folks you interviewed talked about the ebbs and flows mm-hmm. of the local scene. And I felt really validated in that, because that's something that I've been feeling too.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, oh, yes, good. I'm glad I'm not the only one that's had that observation. How have you observed those ebbs and flows? I mean, I know you're down in Covington now, mm-hmm. But how are you seeing those ebbs and flows in what you're observing in, you know, the Dayton scene or in indie music in general?
Yeah, I mean, like, I think, Dayton was really big in the 90s, obviously, and then when Tim Taylor died in 97, that kind of crushed the scene. But I think there's always going to be bands, and there's still a lot of bands in Dayton, like, smaller bands, but, and obviously, like, Guided by Voices still live there, and Breeders, and they're still touring, and I think, you know, Brainiac played that show, and the Yellow Cab in December, and I think there's always going to be, like, a scene in Dayton. It may not be like it was 20 years ago, but there's always going to be good stuff coming out here. And, you know, I think it'd be great if some of these smaller bands could get more, like, national attention, like Motel Beds, for instance, you know. And I know, like, Griffin and Nathan Hamill love them, and Brainiac, which has also, I think, helped kind of perpetuate the scene, keep it going. So I just encourage more people to come to Dayton and check out local music, you know.
Well, and you bring up something really, really interesting. Since your book got published, so Guided by Voices has been kind of going off and on since their mm-hmm. big sort of relaunch reunion thing. But since your book was published, so like the Breeders have the new album yeah. and have been touring with the original lineup, or the classic lineup, let's
yeah.
say. And then we've got this Brainiac documentary that's getting yeah. like a lot more attention on Dayton music. I just thought it's been so fascinating to see how the kind of big three keep coming up over and over and over again.
Yeah, and that's just a testament to how important that scene was back then. And like, you know, I think it's gonna keep perpetuating. And I think there's another book coming out about Guided by Voices this summer on Bob. I mean, there's just so much endless things you can do with it, and I think that's really great that we still are getting that, because that just shows you how influential these bands were and are, and they will continue
are
to
you
be
seeing
I
that
think.
Same kind of thing in well, or does that seem to be fairly unique to Dayton, that you have sort of these hallmark bands that keep kind of, you know, coming back again and again, or reasserting their influence, let's say?
I mean, there's a, like, obviously New York, there's a lot of those, like, LCD Sound System came out of retirement, and, like, I think you're going to see that a lot of these bands, like, coming back together for, like, anniversaries and things. But I think, again, with Dayton, it just shows how persistent we are here. Like, you're not going to keep us down. We're
yeah.
just going to keep doing it, whether you like it or not. I do think that's maybe unique to around here.
That was my conversation with Garen Pernia, author of Rebels and Underdogs, The Story of Ohio Rock and Roll. That is out now on Red Lightning Books. This is Kaleidoscope on WISO.